When contractors file protests, it's usually because they think the government didn't follow its own criteria for selecting a contractor, or because they think the winner wasn't eligible or had an inferior bid. But in one case, a contractor protested over a policy decision that predated a contract award. Off limits? Heck no, the judge said. We get more now from procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of Petrillo & Powell. And Joe, this is an interesting case because of how far upstream in the agency's decision process this protest was able to go. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, this is a protest by Augusta Westland of an Army decision to procure helicopters on a sole source basis for their training mission. The particular procurement at issue was a 16 helicopter buy, and it was going to probably run about $120-130 million. The Army did a justification, as they had to, for procurement on a sole source basis, and that justification pointed to a decision that had been made in the Army to standardize all of its training helicopters around the UH-72A Lakota. U-72A Lakota. The helicopter was designated the sole helicopter for training, and since Airbus was the only company that made that helicopter, they were supposed to get the contract. Augusta Westland protested and won the protest on that ground, on the 16 helicopter sole source buy. The issue is whether or not this was an appropriate sole source justification. And the Army said, look, you can't review the decision to standardize. That wasn't a procurement decision. That's the basis for the sole source justification. The court disagreed, and this is an interesting issue that keeps coming up in various ways, but in some cases, the standardization decision is considered separate to be from the procurement. In this instance, it was considered to be an integral part of the procurement. And in this instance, it was said to be the sole justification, really, for the sole source.
That's interesting. I wonder if the Army had not earlier bought the same model of helicopter in large quantities, and in that context made the decision to standardize, would the court have held the same thing, I wonder?
That is a good question. And it certainly, you know, trenches on the second reason for justifying the sole source, which the Army then paid more attention to in the litigation, and that is a follow-on contract to a contract for highly specialized equipment, but only if it would lead to either an unacceptable delay in the agency's mission or duplicated costs that would not be recovered through competition. So there isn't a justification that looks like it applies here, but the Army did cite that, but rather than demonstrate either the fact of the delay or the unacceptable duplicated costs, they simply pointed to the standardization decision. And the judge said, well, that just isn't enough. I mean, it's okay to make a decision you want to standardize, but if that decision is used to support a sole source justification, then I can review it and decide whether or not it meets the requirements of statute and regulation.
So it still could stand if the Army is able to explain why the standardization would justify the sole source.
Right. The court's ruling specifically holds that if the Army wants to procure these helicopters, it has to either make a proper sole source justification, doing the type of analysis required by the FAR and not simply pointing at a standardization decision, or else it can buy them competitively.
So better life cycle costs or better training outcomes, for example, might justify it.
Yeah, I mean, they need to go through an exercise of looking at what the actual duplicated costs are, for example. That seems to be the main decision, or the main justification, rather, for the standardization decision. I mean, if you trace this back, it all stems back from the sequester cuts and the Army's attempt to try to figure out how to deal with them. So if that is the case, then you know, there should be some analysis that lays out what those costs are and why this is the way to avoid them.
We're speaking with procurement attorney Joe Petrillo with the firm Petrillo & Powell. And I want to switch gears for a minute here and talk about the Valor Healthcare protest. This is an interesting one because it calls into question how in the heck you figure out what a fixed price really is.
Well, yes, it is interesting because this is a case that melds aspects of a fixed price procurement with a cost plus procurement. In a fixed price procurement, on a competitive basis anyway, it's not necessary for the agency to look into the costs of the various offers and decide whether the price that's being proposed is too low as opposed to being too high. In a cost-plus contract, because there are simply cost estimates, whether or not the price is realistic and too low is part and parcel of the evaluation. This is a GAO protest decision involving a VA contract to run a community-based outpatient clinic. And I guess VA was concerned about an offeror coming in, lowballing it, and getting burned by not being able to perform properly. And that was a concern they had. So they decided that even though this was a fixed price competitive procurement, they were going to ask for a cost breakdown, and they would evaluate whether costs were unrealistic, i.e. too low.
And is that something agencies actually have discretion to do?
They have the discretion. They're not required, but they can do it. And, you know, there are instances in which they do in fixed price contracts in order to weed out those with lowball offers.
In other words, to just make a simple analogy, if someone said, I'm going to sell you pickup trucks for $5,000 a piece, brand new, the government would say, well, wait a minute, how can they do that when they all list, you know, for $15,000 or $20,000?
Exactly. And, you know, again, it's not required, but when you put it in the solicitation, you got to do it. Here, VA put it in the solicitation. They showed an interest in not being burned by a lowball bid. But they did not, in fact, perform the evaluation. They simply looked at the price and said, well, this looks close enough, or something like that, and went ahead with the award. The losing offeror, who was the incumbent, submitted a protest, and you know, in the course of reviewing that, GAO found out that they hadn't performed the analysis that they promised to.
So if you promise it, you can't change your mind and say, nah, we'll just go ahead with an award. You got to go ahead with the analysis first.
That's true. But then there's always the issue of, you know, is this really prejudicial? Does this really make a difference in the procurement? And here the, you know, the important factor was that the awardee promised, or proposed rather, to hire the incumbent staff, but had, you know, the salary information and the wage information that they used in the cost estimate indicated that they were going to hire the incumbent staff at a lower salary. So, you know, that raised obvious questions. Or are they actually going to be able to give everyone a pay cut and retain staff and, you know, perform at the same level? And GAO said, well, that's exactly what you need to do the analysis for.
And therefore, the contract did not stand.
No, it did not. They did not perform the analysis, and it was something that appeared to have an important factor in terms of the evaluation and, you know, to have some consequence in terms of the decision-making on the award.
Imagine those poor veterans going to that clinic where Valor is working and they've cut everybody's pay. Who would want to have some sort of an examination of a body orifice by someone whose pay was just cut?
Well, presumably that's why VA put the cost analysis in the solicitation to begin with, only they didn't follow through and do the analysis.
Next time they'll learn that lesson, or they'll hear from the veterans. Procurement attorney Joe Petrillo is with the firm Petrillo & Powell. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.